Today, it's time for our regular monthly catch-up with the National Federation of the Blind in the United States. Chris Danielson joins us. He is their PR director. And today, we're going to be chatting a little bit about the Washington seminars. We did talk about those towards the tail end of last year. We'll find out how they went. And we're looking at scholarships as well. But Chris, let's start, first of all, in Washington. Just reminding people what it was all about.
First of all, thanks again for having us, Alan. And the Washington Seminar is an annual event around the beginning of February, end of January. We had it a little bit later than usual this year. It started on February 10th. The National Federation of the Blind is a nationwide membership organization in the United States. So we have members in all 50 states, plus the District of Columbia, which is where the capital is located, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. And we get as many people as we can from all of the states to Washington, D.C. And for 3 days, we basically storm Capitol Hill, and we all visit our respective members of Congress and senators to let them know what issues are important to blind people. And we choose 3 issues, at maximum 4 every year. We had 3 this year. And this has proved to be an effective strategy for us because we're actually having the members of Congress meet their blind constituents who are affected by the things that we're identifying as problems that need to be solved through legislation. We had 49 states represented, which is pretty good. And I know the DC affiliate was there because they provided donuts one morning, you know, so that was really popular with people. So now that I've made everybody hungry, so we have a big gathering on the Monday evening, February 10th, and we had one of the members of the House of Representatives, Bobby Scott. He's the chairman of a committee that's working on one of our bills. So it was great to have him there and speak to us. And then the next day, we had a congressional reception, and we had 15 members of Congress attend that reception, which is more than we've ever had. One of them was the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, who is obviously very powerful. And all of our bills had been introduced already, but we actually did increase the co-sponsor count for all of our bills at the Washington Seminar. So that's always a big measure of how well we're doing. And of course, that's just the members of Congress who committed to supporting our legislation in those few days. There are others who will sign on as we do follow-up. And just review, we're trying to get a tax credit for blind people to buy assistive technology. We are trying to get regulations in place so that appliance manufacturers and manufacturers of medical devices design them in ways that blind people can use them. And we are also seeking regulations or voluntary guidelines, rather, for higher education so that colleges and universities will purchase accessible course materials and technology.
Do keep us up to date on those, Chris. It does sound like you had a successful seminar for 2020. Now, you mentioned briefly about education as well, because you've got some scholarships coming up too.
That's correct. We have the largest scholarship program of its kind in the country, meaning targeting blind people and people who have low vision specifically. So we give away 30 scholarships, and they usually total over $100,000 each year at our national convention, which is coming up in July, by the way, in Houston, Texas, July 14th through the 19th. The way the scholarship program works is that we have a scholarship committee that meets before the convention and selects the 30 finalists who will then come to the convention on us. It's a free trip for them, free hotel room, and we give them a little spending cash to throw around as well. And they will ultimately receive the scholarships when the committee determines who will receive which scholarships. So the application deadline for our scholarships is coming up. It is March 31st, because we usually have hundreds of applications. I think we had 700 applications one year. So if you are in the United States or are going to school in the United States starting in the fall of 2020, attending a college or university in an undergraduate or graduate program, and you are blind, and when we say blind, of course, we mean what some folks call partially sighted or low vision as well, or what's called legally blind in the United States, you're eligible for a scholarship. And of course, we also look for other qualities like academic excellence and your involvement in the community and all of those sorts of things. So there's an essay that needs to be written. There's recommendations that you need to get from faculty where you are or other folks who know you. So it's quite a process, but if you start now, you should be able to get everything together by March 31st if you haven't started already. And it's all available online. You can just go to our website, nfb.org. If you go through the menus, you'll find a link to scholarships. I think there's a link on our homepage right now as well, since we're actively in this process.
That's a huge amount of applicants you're getting, Chris, to apply for the scholarships. Is that down to perhaps, I suppose, the cost of education and indeed the extra cost of things like assistive technology?
I think that's right. I mean, you know, there's a lot of financial aid available to students in the United States. But the great thing about having a scholarship from us is we specifically understand those specific needs that blind students may have, such as assistive technology, the ability to pay readers and sometimes note takers and other assistants to help get the college work done. So we really appreciate that. And we typically have, I don't want to call them prizes, but we typically have bonuses that we can add to the scholarship that help with some of those things as well. In the past, we've been able to give away scanning software. We've been able to give away accessible tablets, accessible devices that help in the science lab. So there's all kinds of things that we are able to do that specifically help blind people who are attending colleges and universities.
Fantastic. And as with everything, Chris, as you say, the details can be found at nfb.org. But there are other ways if people would like to get more info about not just the scholarships or the seminars, but all the work of the NFB.
There is always our website, nfb.org, as you say. We are also on Twitter and Instagram. We're at @NFB_voice. You find us on Facebook, just search for National Federation of the Blind. And you can send us an email, nfb@nfb.org, with any questions you have about anything that we do.
Great stuff, Chris. Pleasure talking with you as always. We'll catch up again next month, but thanks for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us, Alan. Always a pleasure.